Chapter 1. Getting Started. Meditation doesn't have to suck. As I discovered when I was getting started, there's a fair amount of meditation misinformation circulating these days. So let's clear some things up straight away. Meditation isn't religious. It's not complicated. You don't have to drop $1,000 to learn how to do it. You don't have to stop thinking. Levitation is not required. You don't have to go on a silent retreat. It doesn't take hours out of your day. There's definitely more than one way to do it. And despite the very convincing evidence you've uncovered on the interwebs, meditation doesn't have to be boring as shit or narrated by an annoying, long, drawn-out meditation voice. In other words, meditation doesn't have to suck. For real. I'm going to give it to you straight. Getting frustrated or overwhelmed and saying F this is the most common experience people have when they first try meditation. If this has been your experience thus far, you're not alone, my friend. When I was first trying to learn to meditate, I was advised by many well-meaning people to, you know, just sit there and, quote, practice mindfulness, or watch my thoughts, or observe a candle flickering. Yes, seriously. For X minutes per day, every day. That kind of wishy-washy advice left me fumbling around in the dark, trying to assemble something I'd never seen before, with no instruction manual. While meditation is pretty magical, figuring out how it works doesn't need to be a mystery. It ain't always easy, but it ain't complicated either. Let's start with the foundations of the book. Come as you are. Here's the good news. There's no set starting point, no prerequisite, and no qualification required to start meditating. No fancy apps, special clothing, or expensive trainings needed. A cushion and a quiet place to sit are handy, but the truth is, once you know the drill, you can meditate anytime, anywhere. Other things you don't need: a quiet mind, a wide-open schedule, or even a room with a door. In fact, meditation invites us to show up, just as we are. That means accepting that you have just 10 minutes a day to practice, or that you only have 3 mornings a week without your kids, or that you travel for work. This is not the time to put pressure on yourself, try to do it perfectly, or wait for the perfect circumstances. Do what you can, and the rest will follow. Trust me.